Thursday, August 5th. The president had an incredibly heavy appointment schedule today, although we didn't start till 10 with a cabinet meeting because of his late night in New York last night. The cabinet meeting, which he had insisted be only an hour, ended up running 2 hours because the president spent one full hour in the meeting talking on the economy and a little on China. That threw a tightly drawn schedule completely off kilter. He was an hour late for meeting with the Spanish-speaking committee and for a drop by the National Business Council on Consumer Affairs and for his congressional half hour. That squeezed lunch hour down to virtually nothing after he had me in to go over some odds and ends and called Colson in to discuss the PR question, especially on the economy. He made the point there that we can't let the opposition dominate the talk on the economy, that we've got to build our issue, which is peace. We've got to find a way to continue the peace line, and Nixon as a world leader, reducing the danger of war and so on, using China and the China trip to build the initiative and build our leadership there. He felt the press conference had gotten good enough coverage that he now thinks he might have another one next week, just to wrap it up before he takes off for the California vacation. The afternoon was again loaded with a long meeting with Romney, one with Senator Buckley, a session with representatives of editors of the farm magazines, which he was dragged into kicking and screaming, although he had told us to set it up. And then a reception for the early bird Nixon supporters from the Congress. End of August 5th.